welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And this is episode 138, right? It's 138, right?
You got it.
And before we get to today's topic, I wanted to mention, a couple things about the last couple episodes. Okay?
Talk to me.
There was a track that you played from Busta Move 3DX.
Yes.
Whatever it was called. Arcade Edition.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to mention that track also first appeared in Busta Move 2.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually first appears in the arcade version of Busta Move 2, Puzzle Bobble 2.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention that it's not originally from that game. That the one that you played, that was, it came from a previous version. Also, in case anybody didn't realize, when I was kind of talking about, you know, you said that the show Sex and the City was really popular, and
mm-hmm.
and I was talking about how I was talking about living in New York and being single and that
right.
sort of thing. In case anybody didn't realize, I was totally joking about that. I don't
okay.
know if that came across who that came across to, that I never lived in New York, and yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, let it be known right now so there's no confusion. You never lived in New York.
Well, also, I wasn't into... I kind of made it sound like I was into that lifestyle, and I just don't want people to get the wrong impression about me.
Sure. Okay.
You know, I don't want you to get the wrong impression about me.
Well, I was wondering, but thank you for clearing it up.
You're welcome. So that Game Boy camera track, you know, do you remember that really good Game Boy camera track? I didn't mention this on the show, but that track originally appears in the game Mother for Famicom.
Sure.
And it was composed by Hirokazu Tanaka,
okay.
who did the music to Game Boy Camera as
yes.
well. And so but it's not the full version of that track. It's only just a part of it. It appears in Mother.
Right.
And it's the Twinkle Elementary School music from Mother. Then it actually got remixed for Earthbound, and it's in that a little bit. But that track was expanded. There's newly composed parts that you
yes.
hear in Game Boy Camera,
okay.
so that's sort of a fuller version of that piece of music. And so, anyway, Hirokazu Tanaka composed that original part, but
mm-hmm.
he probably composed the rest of it as well. But the other composers who work on that game might have had something to do with it as well. So,
I see.
Anyway, just you know. Clarifying that. Now, we had an email from the listener Tom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he recently bought a Nintendo,
right?
And he was wondering if we could recommend some titles for him to check out
okay.
on Nintendo.
Okay.
And I thought rather than just answering the email privately,
yes.
I thought this could be a beneficial answer for other users,
okay,
including Tom.
If so, maybe there are other people that are just staring at their NES right now in a box, they don't know what to do. They're waiting for an answer.
Yeah. So I thought we'd just recommend some NES titles,
okay,
for Tom and other people who are curious.
Okay.
Now the ones I'm going to mention.
How many are you going to mention?
I'm going to mention just what I think are the really important games that are really good.
How many
are
there?
Fun. Really fun games. Around 10 or so.
That you're gonna say? I don't know, about 37.
No, I probably 10.
How about you name one and then I name one?
Sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good. I'm gonna basically. Okay, these are games that I find to be really. These are my personal favorites that
okay.
are really fun.
Okay.
All right. They may not be. I'm not in my list. I'm not including most classic stuff. But
okay.
for me, these are the most fun games, and they are pretty well known.
Okay.
I mean, it seems to me like the best games on Nintendo, most of the best games are the ones that we've all heard before.
Right.
Heard about before,
okay.
you know?
Okay.
So, Metroid.
Super Spike V-Ball.
Is that really one of your favorite games?
Yes.
That's one of your favorite NES games?
That's
I think
it's
good. It's good, actually.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's got great replay value.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contra. Contra's probably... I actually want to say that Contra's probably the best game on Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a strong... You have a strong argument. I don't think a lot of people would disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
That's on my list, actually.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite games.
Okay.
Definitely. Kid Icarus.
Bayou Billy.
that is not on your list.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's one of your favorite games on Nintendo?
Yeah.
Can you beat the first level?
Yeah.
That game's too hard to be fun, I think.
That's good.
You thought that was fun?
Yeah.
We're not talking music here.
I know. I remember I borrowed it, and it was a lot of fun.
I had it. I mean, I don't know if I had a ton of fun with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it was too hard.
Okay.
Did you do well at the game?
Yeah.
Not really?
Yeah.
I kind of don't believe you, actually.
Someone send it to us.
I have it.
Let's play it.
I have it. All right. Okay. Let's see. I bet you play that game now, you won't think it's as fun as you think it is.
I remember having a grand old time.
Really? You think so, huh?
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. Blaster Master.
Tetris.
Wait, hold on. Blaster Master.
That's good. Oh, wait, let's talk about it.
No, we don't have to. I mean, anyway, it's really good.
That is really good. There's lots of great stuff going on with it, and you can drive vehicles.
Tetris is kind of a classic.
Tetris is, but I'm just mentioning what's on my list. What would be on my list?
Okay. Bionic Commando.
Super Mario Brothers 3. Just, I think that's standard. Anybody would mention that one.
I actually don't have that on my list.
Oh, really? Why don't you have it on your list?
Well, if you're going to pick Super Mario Brothers games, for me, Part 2 is my favorite for Nintendo. I think Super Mario World is the best one, but I think Part 2 is my favorite of the Nintendo ones.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. DuckTales.
Bad Dudes.
By the way, DuckTales is in the top 3, I think, or something, or maybe top 5 for me.
Top 5?
Yeah, DuckTales.
By the way, did you know that you saw that they're doing the remake
of DuckTales?
Yes.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's the it's called DuckTales Remastered.
Oh, really?
I think it's for the Wii or the PS3 or the Xbox. I have to see it. I'm not on top of the new school stuff, but I only saw it because of someone tweeted it.
Okay.
I saw a recent tweet.
You said bad dude. I was going to say Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but you already said that.
How many are we at on our list?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Double Dribble.
Oh.
That's real fun game.
Yeah. 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 Double Dragon. Now we're going to the doubles. you really don't think Super Spike V-Ball is worthy of a...
Oh, no, actually, I almost picked that, actually. I almost picked Super Spike V-Ball.
I think it's so much fun.
It is really fun. It is really fun. But, man, here's why I wouldn't pick it. My hand was hurting. I mean, my hand physically... I don't feel like the pain of that game was fun. Because it actually takes real physical exertion to play that game and beat it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And my hand hurt really bad after that. And that made it not fun for me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Little Nemo, the Dream Master.
Mega Man 3.
I had a Mega Man's at the end of my list, but mm-hmm. I was unsure about them. I'll go with my Mega Man, even though this is... See, the thing with Mega Man's, I think the music is so good to Mega Man's.
Right.
Okay? You said Mega Man 3. Mega Man 3 is probably my favorite musically,
mm-hmm.
but I think gameplay-wise, probably Mega Man 3 also, but I also had Mega Man 2. I said Mega Man 2/3. Both of those are the sort of the best Mega Man's, but
sure.
I'm actually not that... I don't think... I don't know. I'm not super that...
No?
Game-wise, I mean... No, they're good. They're good games, definitely. But I have more fun with a game like Contra, definitely, you know?
That was my first introduction to the Mega Man series, Mega Man 3.
Uh-huh.
I played the other ones, but Mega Man 3. Maybe it's just because it was my first.
Uh-huh.
That I feel so attached to it.
Yeah. So I kind of said, okay, well, anyway, Rygar.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Come on, that's not one of your favorites.
I had a lot of fun. Gameplay. I had fun playing it.
Gameplay.
Yes.
Come on.
I had fun. You get to drive the car through Toontown. No,
people think that's that's known as a bad game.
I had fun playing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I think you're just naming games.
I had fun. Well, you borrowed it, right? I let you borrow it.
You gave it to me because you didn't.
I'm not going to mention Time Lord because that would just be a joke.
Well, that is a joke, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, so don't worry, I'm not going to mention that.
I had Super Mario Brothers 2 on my list, but I kind of already said that. That is actually one of my favorite. That is a good game, Super Mario Brothers 2.
And it was Super Mario Brothers on your list?
No.
Okay.
Is yours?
No.
No. Life Force.
The Legend of Zelda 2.
Yeah, that didn't make my list, even though that didn't make my list, you know?
And it's got a cool gold cartridge.
Yeah.
Stands out.
I have that. I have both the gold.
That's a lot of fun.
Well, but that doesn't... It's just, as far as gameplay goes, though, I mean, it's a good game, no doubt, but it's... What?
I'm not even an RPG guy.
It's not
at
even
all.
But that's not an RPG game, though, you know?
Well,
I mean, it's close. Maybe it's kind of. It could be, actually. I think we decided that could be argued to be an RPG, actually, Zelda 2, but...
Yeah.
No, but Zelda 3 for Super Nintendo, mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite... That's my
yeah, but we're talking.
My,
we're talking
top three
Nintendo. We're talking
top
Nintendo.
Three Super Nintendo is Zelda 3, definitely. And Super C.
Castlevania 3.
Yeah, well,
That was my first introduction to Castlevania.
Oh, really?
I played the other two.
Yeah,
I just liked 3.
Well, two is definitely not on par with the other two.
Okay.
But Castlevania 1 and 3, I feel just what makes them not as fun for me is the controls are too stiff sometimes. You know, when the character jumps, you're stuck to that jump. You can't move. You know, after that. You know?
Oh, I had such a blast.
So those are my picks. Those are my recommendations.
Oh, can I get one more in?
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Oh, no, but one more because we gotta keep the order.
Well, oh, I don't know. I'm out. Yeah. There's no other good games for Nintendo. No, I'm just kidding. There's I don't know. I'll just reiterate one more time: Metroid, Contra, Kid Icarus, Blaster Master, Bionic Commando, DuckTales, Mike Tyson's Punch Out, Double Dribble, Little Nemo, Rygar, Super Mario Bros. 2, Life Force, Super C, and maybe Mega Man's 1, 3, or 2. Those are my favorites.
I got one for you.
Yeah,
Blades of Steel. That's fun. That is a lot of fun. You get to fight. You get to play hockey. Mm-hmm. Good graphics.
I mean, there's a lot of other good games for Nintendo, but I'm saying these are the best. I think.
I would play all these games today.
Yeah, I mean, Castlevania is a good game. It doesn't make the top for me. You know.
Well, that's why you and I are so. Why you and I are so different? And
why would you have picked any of my titles?
Sure.
Yeah, Contra.
Sure,
come on,
of course.
Contra? That's one of the best games. I mean, like, you can't beat Contra. I mean, basically, if you're looking for a fun game for Nintendo, Contra is the best. I like it more. I like it more than Part 2 Super C. I like it more than Part Super.
Whether by yourself or with a friend, which is the best.
Yeah,
that's a grand time, guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that answers your question. I mean, I don't know if you were looking for more obscure titles that are really great, but honestly, the really famous games are the best ones, I think, from my experience, you know.
And that's out to the listener, Tom.
Yeah, unless you were looking for Japanese games, but you said NES titles, so I figured, you know, anyway. All right, so, let's get to...
Can I just mention one thing before we get to today's topic? Yeah. I just want to shout out to all of the the new sons. Based on the last message board, there was lots of sunning going on.
It's more than you think, actually. Do you remember, we got a text message from Kenny, actually, the original son.
Right.
The original sons of... And he accidentally texted his mom.
Oh, really?
But it was kind of like calling us mom. And it was almost like he was the son. Did you notice that?
Yeah, you're right. And then he said, oops, wrong number.
Yeah, he said something like, oh, hey, mom, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
And then I'm thinking, and then he said, sorry, that was a wrong number. But then I'm thinking to myself,
no.
Oh, no, right number. Like, you really are the son. Kenny's son.
Oh, and I was dead wrong on my outrun, by the way.
Well, of course you were.
I thought I was on to it.
No, wait, honestly, though, you really believe it?
I did believe it.
I thought you were just kind of
No, I believe that's what it was.
Comedic effect.
No, I was 100% serious. Mm-hmm. And when I had mentioned it at the time, when I was telling, I was trying to convince you that that's what it was, I texted Kenny. And I said, this is it. This is what it is.
Uh-huh.
And then he responded. He left us a voicemail. You heard the voicemail, right?
Yeah.
And now, in addition to a he added some whistling to it.
Yes.
So there's another clue.
Okay.
But we're back to the hunt.
Well, it never ends. And then we'll never figure out what that track is from your dance mix either.
Oh, I know.
If people can figure that one out too. Call that one Rob's song.
Okay, anyway.
All right, let's get to today's topic. So today's topic is a focus on the composer who is also a user, a Legacy Music Hour user.
Yes.
Alberto José González.
Composer, user, friend.
And also he has the alias Joe McAlby.
Joe McAlby,
well.
Yes.
And so we're going to focus on his music today on this episode. And then we're also going to play a couple tracks that from games or composers that he really, that some of his favorite composers or favorite game soundtracks. So we actually asked him for a list of his favorite composers and his favorite game soundtracks. And we drew from that as well, but not as much. The majority is going to be his tracks, but then we'll have a couple. You had a couple tracks picked out that were non-Alberto tracks, but you know, Alberto approved tracks.
Right.
But then you kind of confused one of the games, because one of the games he mentioned that he liked a lot was Batman for Game Boy.
Right.
And you ended up looking at the Nintendo Batman.
Right.
Which is a different soundtrack.
Well, that just means I'll be playing one extra
Alberto track,
yeah. Track, which is just fine,
yeah.
In my book.
Sure, yeah, and I only have a couple tracks I'm playing that are not just
to show. Right, it's just a little, just to show that. So, like, the influence.
Because he was influenced by these things, and he admires them, and it's kind of neat to see what. I thought it'd be neat to see what he what these composers are into also, and he's a fan of video game music as well.
Absolutely.
So, and then also in addition to all these things we're saying.
Wait, you're telling me there's more?
There's more.
What?
There's a Legacy Music Hour interview.
What?
With Alberto José González.
Really?
It was done via email because, he's a Spanish speaker and it was easier for him to kind of do the interview that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and it was easier for him to sort of translate his answers doing it through email.
Yes.
So we have an interview with him, and we'll post that on the legacymusichour.com post for this episode. So if you're listening to this on whatever, iTunes or wherever, go to legacymusichour.com and you can see a little interview that we did with Alberto José González that will be posted on this episode's
fantastic
post. So, and some cool stuff in the interview, I think.
Yes, I thought so.
So, anyway, let's start things off.
Okay. You know? Well, the composer of the hour is Alberto José González. And I believe I will be starting off.
Oh, can I just say a couple things real quick about him? Actually, you know what? Say, play your track and then we'll come back and say some things about us. Yeah.
Okay. You read my mind. Smurfs.
Okay.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay.
I will be playing Act 7. The Old Gold Mine. We'll be right back. 7, The Old Gold Mine. In addition to having that Western sound, this has got Alberto Jose Gonzalez stamped all over it.
And yeah, why do you say that? Well, how would you characterize his style?
Commodore 64 sound. The drum in the back almost sounds like reggaeton. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little reggae style, but not slow with that Commie 64 sound. I love his style. Mm-hmm. Love his style. I love this part.
Yeah, this part's good too, yeah. Okay, I'm going to move on to a Game Gear game. Right. Most of the stuff we're going to be hearing today, by the way, is Game Boy.
Yes.
And I asked him why so much of his work during this era was on Game Boy. Mm-hmm. And his answer is in the interview. So check out the interview.
I like that.
LegacyMusicHour.com.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to move on to, but we will be, this is a Game Gear game though. Right. But I think there was a Game Boy version of this one as well. Tintin in Tibet. This is a Game Gear release only in Europe. This is a European only title only. Actually, a lot of the games he worked on were European only releases. Mm-hmm. This is called Hotel de Sommeil. Tibet, music by Alberto Jose Gonzalez. This is called Hotel de Sommeil. I think I said hotel last time.
Hotel.
Hotel.
Hotel. This is French.
Yes. Well, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Spell Sommeil.
Sommets.
Sommeil. And it's D-E? I think in French.
Yeah, D-E-S.
Oh, day. Day.
Yeah, day.
Right.
Hotel de Sommeil. But you know what, though? Whenever there's a letter after the T, I don't know. I actually kind of almost feel like it might be Sommet, actually, because there's an S at the end.
Sure.
It's always, remember when I was taking French, there was always, whenever there was a letter after the silent letter or whatever,
right.
It made that silent letter not silent anymore. So maybe it's Hotel de Sommeil. It doesn't matter.
Well, maybe we can add to the interview. We'll just ask Alberto right now, and then we'll just add that as a separate post. Okay. Just to answer that one question. Uh-huh.
Okay. But this is a good track, though, huh?
I love it. Love it.
What I like about his music a lot is it's very melody driven.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him a question about you know, I asked him about that, like his, about his pieces being so melody driven. And if you want to know what he had to say about that, check out the interview.
Where is that again?
It's on legacymusicara.com.
.com, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say just a little bit about him, but he is, we kind of mentioned it already, but he's a Spanish composer, based in Spain. And he worked for the company Bit Managers during this time, you know, during the 8-bit, and I guess 16-bit era.
Right.
And a lot of the work that they did was contracted by Infogrames.
Yeah.
Or Infogrames? I don't know. But that was, it was a big European video game company at the time.
Yeah.
They published and developed games, but in these cases, for the Bit Manager games, obviously they were developing the games, and Infogrames was publishing them.
Okay, I will be moving on to a game by the name of V Rally Championship Edition.
Uh-huh.
Game Boy.
Yeah.
Coming at you.
You don't know the track. You don't know the track it is.
Championship Edition. Ending.
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 Yeah.
Let's hit this one more time.
It's good. I have this picked out as well. Not this track. I have this track as my second choice from this game. So you'll be hearing my first choice from this game later on in this episode. But I like this one a lot too, though.
I love it so much when it goes dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun. You mean the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite too.
It reminds me of a song. I can't remember what it is.
Wait, this one, right?
No, no, no.
Oh, after that. Right. I like this part a lot, though.
This is very good.
I almost want to play my V Rally track next, but I'll save it though.
What do you got coming up?
Sea Battle.
Sea Battle. I listened to that soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, I listened to all of them. I heard all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sea Battle. So this is another Game Boy game, European release only. It's basically the game Battleship. You know the board game Battleship or whatever the. I don't know if you'd consider it a board game, but you know Battleship, right?
Oh, of course.
But it's basically Battleship. It's a Battleship game where you kind of blindly hit, play, you know, different coordinates, and then you
B,
miss or you miss or hit, you know.
B1.
Miss.
That's you.
What?
B1.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Brent 1.
You mean like Brent W?
No, one. Hey, you're number one in my
book. I win. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Also, a term in Battleship.
I thought you were trying to do a coordinate.
It's a coordinate in Battleship.
It's a coordinate of your heart. So we're going to hear this track here. This is...
You Sunk My Heart.
Well, it's appropriate that I sunk your heart because the track we're going to hear from this is The Music When You Lose.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's The Music When You Lose. It could only be that because there's one track when you're selecting your ships and then the other one's the title screen and the other one is the wind music. And then this is the only track I couldn't find the name for, but I'm like 99% sure that this is the losing track. So anyway, this track goes out to your heart.
This is
called Lose from Sea Battle, music by our composer focus, Alberto José González. Sea Battle for the Game Boy, the European Game Boy, and this is Lose as opposed to Win. And this is a short track, but I really like the melody a lot. It really has a catchy melody that I found myself, you know, just humming to myself, when I was just walking around and not listening to it. I just really got stuck in my head. I really like the melody a lot.
Right, you know? Right.
He's just, the thing about him is he's so good at melody, you know. He just has so many great melodies. And the interesting thing about him is that he didn't have a big music background before he started composing music for games, you know. And so he's just kind of like a natural at coming up with some really infectious melodies.
Sure.
You know, I just love the melody here, you know. Love that. Right? What's great about his melodies is they're really dynamic. I mean, the melodies are very strong and it's good, you know.
Right.
This melody has that kind of dynamic quality that the one Smurfs track that we like a lot has. You know, that one. Whatever that one is, the one that's really good, you know?
I think, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Which one?
You played it.
On one of those, yeah.
I think it was his act, or stage 2 and 5, I think.
No, it was like 3 and 10, maybe.
It was 3 and 10?
3 and 10, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Moving on to Spiro.
Okay, yeah. I have actually, that's my next track, so.
Oh, really?
Double Spiro.
This is for the Game Boy.
Yeah. Again, another European-only release here.
Oh, the Game Enfant. The track I'm going to play for you right now, because you saw my list, but.
Yes.
I want the users to listen and see what this track reminds them of.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Because as soon as I heard this, I said, oh, wow, that's that's really cool. I like the influence. And then I'm going to play one of my other tracks.
Yeah.
My non-Alberto tracks.
I see.
Right?
Okay.
So, Spiro, Game Boy, for you. Thank you. from the game Spyro for the Game Boy. And any the users, if you do you know what I'm talking about? What soundtrack, what game this reminds you of? Go ahead and enter it on legacymusichour.com.
Oh, you're not going to tell them?
Well, because I have to play the next track. My next track is going to be it, but
okay.
Let's just see if anyone... I'm curious to see what the answer is
going
to be.
Okay, so now is your chance before the answer comes.
Right,
A couple tracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to play it after your track.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a beautiful, beautiful track. I like the arpeggio situation. That's happening. It reminds me a little bit of Enigma. Uh-huh. And a little bit of the Alan Parsons Project.
All right, well, I'm going to stick with Spyro.
Okay.
Okay. And, this is, I'm going to play the ending track from Spyro.
All right.
Music by Alberto José González. Spyro for the Game Boy, and this is Alberto José González, and I like this track a lot, you know.
Oh, nice.
It's just so, I love this right here. Dun, dun. That's just good right there. Also, I just really like the chord changes too on this, you know, like that chord right there, that's just really good, you know. Let me think of this. Does this start differently too? Oh yeah, it starts the same. But the chord changes during that part are really good, and I don't know. And then
right.
I mean, they're not. I like that. That likes piece of that. Let's hear it one more time, and then I'm gonna say something about
Infogrames.
Yeah. Love that chord right there. So, you know, I was thinking to myself, Infogrames is a French company, so it's actually probably Infogram.
That's right? What I said earlier. You didn't hear?
You did say that, yeah, right.
But I had the guttural R.
Oh, Infogram.
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 So it's probably Infogram or whatever.
Infogram.
Now, the other thing I wanted to mention about that was that, I don't know if this is in the interview or not, actually, but I was curious if Bit Managers had an exclusive deal with Infogram, because, you know, they were doing so many games for them, but they weren't exclusive. They just happened to have a really good relationship with Infogram, and so Bit Managers was oftentimes hired by or contracted by Infogram to do you know, games, and do a lot of it seemed to me to do a lot of ports as well, you know.
Right.
But anyway, and a lot of those ports actually ended up containing a lot of original music that Alberto Jose Gonzalez would compose for the ports, rather than just adapting the... there are some cases where he adapted some of the original music from the, say, Super Nintendo version or whatever, but a lot of times it was he was creating new music, though, for the ports. Yeah. Spyro is one of these ports, by the way.
Okay.
There was a Super Nintendo version first, and some of the tracks on this Game Boy version are the adapted versions of the Super Nintendo one, but a lot of them are not, and this one is not.
Right.
This is an original.
So my next track is the first non-Jose Alberto Gonzalez track,
right,
from one of his favorite games
/composers.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to mention it right now.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm going to do right now?
Yeah.
Jose, you listening? Okay. We'll do a little Name That Tune.
Okay.
Because the track we just heard, I heard what I'm about to, not what I'm about to play, but from the game.
Yeah.
Because we've already played the song, so we can't play it again. But the track I'm going to play comes from this game.
Yeah.
Which was on his list.
Yeah.
So let's see if he recognizes it. So Jose, if you're listening, listen to this track. Here's your tune.
You call him Jose, though.
Jose Alberto Gonzalez.
It's Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Alberto Jose.
Whatever, you're on its second, you're on its middle name basis.
Sometimes we do the middle name. Joe McAlby.
Yeah.
If you're listening, which you are, no doubt, just comment on the boards right now. I'm about to play a tune for you. Name the game and the composer.
And hopefully you hadn't looked at the track list.
I know. If you have looked at it, just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to judge you. But here's your tune. Time to listen to the track. Is that your final answer? Because the answer is Streets of Rage, Yuzo Koshiro, and that track is Dilapidated Town.
So this is one of the composers that, when asked who his favorite composers from this era were /are, Yuzo Koshiro is one of them, and he also listed. We also asked him his favorite game soundtracks, and Streets of Rage 1 is on that list as well. So
the track I played previously had this. The drums reminded me so much of Enigma, which also is the title or the intro to Streets of Rage reminds me so much of Enigma. So I love the way that drum situation works, and that's what I noticed about that one. So maybe there's some users that saw it or heard it as well.
I'm going to move on to another composer that Alberto Jose Gonzalez likes, or is one of his favorite composers.
Yeah,
Nobuo Uematsu.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another. By the way, I actually think that Tim Follin slash Tim and Jeff Follin.
Yes,
I think might probably. It seems to me they might be at the top of his list. You know,
right?
But nonetheless, this is a composer he listed as well. We're going to hear from Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's Final Fantasy VI for the Super Famicom.
Okay.
And we're going to hear Edgar and Sabin, I guess. I don't know. This is Edgar and Sabin from Final Fantasy III, music by Nobuo Uematsu. I like the bridge a lot too. Yeah.
To another Game Boy track, Metal Masters. Mm-hmm. Game Boy. Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Metal Masters. The beginning of that game, it almost sounds like a driving sound effect. Mm. You know, like when you're driving a car in an NES game. Mm. Can we hit that one more time? Because then I love how it, the house drums kind of, you know what I mean? That house beat. Going for a drive. Nice drive. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's that?
Kicking a gear.
Up one gear.
Third gear.
Okay, going a little faster. Oh.
Kicking into the fourth gear.
No, hyperspace. Oh,
tenth
no.
Gear. Wait, kicking into the 10th gear, actually. Oh, yeah. 10th gear.
That house beat, man. I love that. Dun, 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 dun. It's funny. It's called Metal Beat and Metal Master. And it's like house music.
I think it's a robot fighting game.
Robot. Because just the name, you would just think metal, you know? Uh-huh. Heavy metal.
Yeah.
Which really it is. The game, robots are heavy metal. Who's my favorite Western composer?
Rob Hubbard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it's changing, man.
It's changing.
It's just this whole focus has just been straight up jams, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
First, I thought you were gonna say you were doing a focus on this composer, and then right. I thought you're like, who's my favorite Western composer?
You?
No, I'm just pretending to be. This is what I thought you were gonna say.
Okay.
I kind of thought it was weird, you know.
All right.
Who's my favorite Western composer?
Rob Hubbard.
That's right. You know, just like insulting, you know.
No way, man. I mean, maybe there are some Rob Hubbard tracks I haven't discovered yet, but there's just so many gems I haven't heard before from Alberto Jose Gonzalez. I'm just really digging.
Mm-hmm. So he's becoming your favorite Western composer.
He's becoming my favorite Western composer right now, right before your very eyes.
Mm-hmm. Changing.
Yes, changing of the guard, changing of the Rob.
Changing of the Hubbard.
The hub guard. Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to play another track from a game that Alberto listed as one of his top game soundtracks, Super Turrican. Turrican. Super Turrican. This is for the Super Nintendo, and this is music composed by Chris Huelsbeck. Chris Huelsbeck.
Okay.
And we're going to hear Stage 2-4 music from Super Turrican. Turrican.
Turrican.
Music from Super Turrican, music by Chris Wilsbeck, and this is Stage 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
I like that piano part, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
And it really reminds me of the early 90s. It's just so, I mean, actually not just the early 90s, it really reminds you of sort of 1992-93.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's so 92-93, you know?
Right.
And it just, I don't know why, it sounds like John Cicada or something like that.
What's his big song? Just wanna be with you, something like that.
Doesn't it sound like him a little bit?
Yeah, it does.
Am I wrong about that? I mean, isn't there a John Cicada song that sounds like that?
There
or something?
Is.
It sounds like that has that piano situation. Right?
It's his one big hit. Well, he had a few hits actually.
It just so reminds me of that '90s, that sort of '92, '93. Yeah. You want me to keep going? Or
yeah, okay. Yeah. I was trying to find out. Make it through the day without you. That's his hit. Make it through the day without you.
I think he had two hits actually, you know, because there was the one song that was sampled by Tupac that, you know, or I don't know if it was sampled by Tupac or something like that. There was another Sean Cicada song that was sampled. You know? Wait, isn't it just That's Just the Way It Is or something? Isn't that?
I don't know about that.
That's Just the Way It Is. Dun 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 dun. Dun, dun, right?
Oh, is that John Cicada?
I think, right. Am I wrong? I'm totally probably wrong about that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
No, but there was another John Cicada songs.
Yeah. Alberto Jose Gonzalez, here's your second Name That Tune. You just had it, so name the John Cicada song. You have 15 minutes. In the meantime, I will be playing a track from Otto's Artifanten.
Oh, no, that's not what it's called. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, Otto's Artifanten, but with the full title. Well, yeah, were you going to say?
Give me the full title.
It's Otto's Artifanten, Baby Bruno's Albtraum, or Baby Bruno's Nightmare. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Albtraum.
Oh, it sounded like you put a Norwegian something on it.
It's German.
Hmm. Game Boy track.
European only.
Here we go. Artifanten.
Baby Bruno's Nightmare.
What's the name of the track again?
Woods of Happiness.
No, that's a pen in my pocket.
You sunk my pen in my pocket.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Is that a pen in your pocket or are those the Woods of Happiness?
No, I get it. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
No, maybe they are the Woods of Happiness. or the happiness. What is it, the wood of happiness or the woods of happiness?
No, I get it. It's just like many, many pens. You know?
Many pens. All right. It's two pens in my pocket. Turn this up.
I like this part too, actually. There's a... some of this sort of almost like flute-sounding thing, that reminds me of Tim Fallon, kind of, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right here.
Right there.
That, to me, that... Whoa, that sounds Tim Fallon right there.
Yeah, you're right.
That just totally sounds like a Tim Fallon lick, you know?
There's one other track that I really wanted to play.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna have to hit that on the free play.
Okay,
it was, you know, this one is a jam, but the other one also is a jam. It's a little shorter.
Oh yeah, that's.
But I'm gonna have to hit that one on the free play.
Right, you said that one sounded like Final Fantasy.
Although it reminded me of Final Fantasy, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
Alberto Jose Gonzalez, man, you're knocking it out of the park in this episode. Let me tell you.
All right, I'm going to move on to a game for the Game Boy, another Game Boy game. European release only. The Smurfs 3. Also titled The Smurfs Nightmare.
All right, right.
So this is the one track that Rob and I both picked.
Yeah.
This is the one we both were just straight up, oh yeah, definitely. I picked this one, definitely. You know?
Right.
The track we're going to hear is The Mysterious Planet.
Okay.
And, this is from... So it's kind of confusing because this game came out also for the Game Boy Color and was... I don't know. The titling of this game is weird. But anyway, in the game, it's definitely called... At first it says The Smurfs 3, and then it tells you which title... which language you want, and then it shows the title, and it's The Smurfs Nightmare. So I don't know.
Do you know why it's their nightmare?
Why? Because there's so many different languages?
Because it's the Revenge of Columns.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, right, because it's part 3, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. I didn't know that Columns were so scary.
Hey, if you're a Smurf, it's hard out there for a Smurf.
Yeah, for a Smurf?
That's my thing. Something in my nose. I meant Smurf.
So this is, again, music composed by Alberto Jose Gonzalez, The Mysterious Planet from The Smurfs 3, The Smurfs Nightmare. We'll be right back. This is music from Smurfs 3, Smurfs Nightmare. Music by Alberto Jose Gonzalez. This is called The Mysterious Planet.
No, that is a pen in my pocket. This track is so good. This is my vote for the track of the episode.
Oh, yeah?
No doubt. That's my vote right here, right now.
It's good. It's a good track, definitely.
Good, man.
This is a good track.
This is the best, Brent. This is the best.
Reminds me a little bit of Waterworld, actually. You know what I mean? Little bit.
Okay.
No?
Okay, yeah, I can definitely hear that. Can we hit that intro one more time? It's so good. It sounds like there's falling stars or birds.
Yeah. It's like space.
Yes.
Falling stars, shooting stars. Yeah, I like those. I like it because it's neat how the drums, you know, kick in, you know, at a certain point.
Yeah.
I know, I like that.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's a cool intro. It's a really cool intro. Yeah. Really cool. And I like this melody a lot too.
It's beautiful. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. It's kind of, it's a neat sort of call and response kind of situation, you know?
You hear this part right here? To me, this almost reminds me, I think, of what chiptune music today is trying to go for. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Except that this was the actual era when chiptunes were... I mean, that's what you had.
Yeah.
I love this track so much. What can I play after this, Brent? Show's over. Show's over. Good night. Just go home. Okay, the show's not really over. Got a couple more tracks. I will keep it on the Smurf theme, the Smurf vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Smurfs for the Game Boy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, this is actually one of... We asked him what soundtrack he was most proud of. And this and Asterix for the Nintendo, he said were he was most proud of.
Yeah.
The Game Boy Smurfs and Asterix for Nintendo. Yeah.
Yeah, he has had a lot of success with Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some jams on them. It's coincidence, or maybe he's just he's channeling his inner Smurf. Either way, here is another hit. Another bona fide hit here on the Legacy Music Hour. Focus of Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
We'll be right back.
Corps for the Game Boy.
It's called Stork Travel, by the way. Stork Travel.
You know why the stork's traveling, right?
How come?
For all our sons being born on LegacyMusicHour.com message boards. For all of the newborn sons.
I'm going to play in Otto's... I'm going to move on to V-Rally Championship Edition.
Oh,
going back.
Okay.
I'm driving back to V-Rally. And again, this is a Game Boy game, European release only, Alberto Jose Gonzalez. This is called Car Selection. This is a pretty short track, Car Selection. V-Rally Championship Edition. This is Car Selection. And this is another one of these tracks that just it just has a really catchy melody, I think, in it. And it also reminds me of Michael Jackson too, actually. You know? That kind of reminds me of Thriller, you know? Can we kind of remind you of Thriller a little bit?
Okay.
Check it out. Not really, but a little bit, you know? Just barely. It's close to midnight. Something strange is lurking in the dark. Kind of. I mean, not really. Doesn't it sound a little bit like Thriller? A little bit? I like this a lot better.
That brings me to my final track.
That brings you to tears.
It does. I am actually tearing up right now. The episode has brought me to tears. Joe McAlby, you have brought me to tears. Actually, this is one of those situations that happened that we actually documented.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We documented this. I tear up when I yawn a lot.
Yeah.
And it is now morning here at Legacy Music.
No, it's not. Not yet.
Yes, it
no,
is.
It's not. No,
yes,
it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
4 minutes. 4 minutes. You have 4 minutes until...
Oh, you're right.
And I actually personally don't really consider it morning until it's six. Actually.
I know. Well, you have different hours than I do. Our hours are...
Our what?
Our schedules are different, so...
No, I know. I got to go to bed early, though.
Oh, okay.
I got to wake up early tomorrow.
Okay. Smurfs...
But wait, hold on. And, you know, like at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
What time? You think that's the morning, right?
Right.
But why is it also called midnight? It's because of the middle of the night. Boom.
Oh. Whoa.
What do you think they call it? Why do you think I call it midnight? Because it's the middle of the night. Boom.
I will be playing a... This is my last track, right?
Yes.
Smurfs 3, Smurfs Nightmare.
Oh, you're going back to Smurfs Nightmare?
Back to Smurfs Nightmare.
Okay.
You're smurfing right, I am. Mm-hmm. This was my backup track because the track of the year has already been played. Mm-hmm. That's going on my top 10 list right now. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, so just put it there. But this other track is... You saw, you know when I send you my track list just to show you the tracks that I played?
Yeah.
I always put stars by them.
Yes.
Just to rank them in order.
Yes.
The track that you and I both selected, tell the users how many stars I put next to it.
Something like 7 stars or something.
I never do that. I never do that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that was, my finger just hit the star button and it wouldn't go off. Uh-huh. As I was listening to that.
Usually he's got... 2 or 3 stars. He usually has 2 or 3 stars.
Because you know, if it's a 3-star, it's a winner.
Yeah, he usually plays 3 stars on the show for him.
But this one, what did you think when you saw the 7 stars?
Well, I kind of laughed because I had the track picked out too, and I knew the track was good, you know, and I thought, oh, that makes sense that you had a lot of stars on it. You know?
It's unprecedented here on the Legacy Music Hour. No other track in the history, in my track history, has ever had 7
in your
stars.
In your track record.
Yes. There's been no 7 stars.
Oh, really? Wow.
The track that you played.
Well, to be honest, I kind of thought you had another 7-star track in this episode.
I do. Oh, I think I might have. Well, I think that was a 5-star.
Oh, really?
That was a 5-star, which also has never happened before. The 5-star was the Spiro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Spiro. Uh-huh. The 7-star was the Smurfs 3. Uh-huh. So what I'm going to play now is... this is a 4-star, which also has never been up here. Smurfs Nightmare. Smurfs 3. Smurfs Nightmare. Oh, what's the name of this track?
The Bottomless Well.
Oh, you mean my heart?
You sunk my heart even deeper.
Yes. Yes.
I had this track picked out as well as a sort of backup, and it's very kind of similar. It's got a very similar structure to the other one, The Mysterious Planet. You know, it's got a sort of spacey beginning. Here, well, let's take a peek. Let's take a second look. So it's got that sort of spacey, sort of almost like an overture of the piece, you know? Because use that melody, and then the beat kind of kicks in a similar way as it did in the Mysterious Planet one.
Yes.
Yeah.
This sounds Fallen Brothers-esque,
uh-huh.
Right here, that flute. Jose Gonzalez, for me, has got my nomination. He's in the running for Composer of the Year, my friend.
Oh, is he?
It's just nonstop hit after hit in my book. This is fantastic. This is the best. Thank you to us.
What did you say?
Thank you to us.
Oh, I like this part right here. Back to Otto's, or maybe it's Odo's, actually.
Oh, okay.
Odo's Otifanten.
Mm-hmm.
Odo's Otifanten. Baby Bruno's Alptrum, or Baby Bruno's Nightmare. Nightmares. There's nightmares all over the place, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is another Game Boy game, European release only. We're going to hear Game Over, okay? And it's pretty long for a Game Over track. You know, most Game Over tracks are, you know, what, 10 seconds or something,
right?
Usually? This one's a little longer than that. This is Game Over music from Odo's Otifanten, Baby Bruno's Alptrum. From Otto's Otifanten, Baby Bruno's Alptrum, Game Boy, Alberto Jose Gonzalez, Game Over. It's Game Over music.
Yeah.
Long, huh? It's over a minute for Game Over music. I think that's neat. Yeah?
It's, you know what that is? That's a really nice treat for someone that has failed in their quest.
Uh-huh.
At least they have this nice piece of music.
Right.
It's very thoughtful, Alberto.
Oh, and speaking of Game Over, that brings us almost to the Game Over of this episode.
Oh, wow.
So kind of...
Oh, it's fitting that we're using this this song. Very good.
Oh, hold on. I want to highlight this part again. I really like this part coming up right here. Anyway, this was our focus on Alberto Jose Gonzalez. All I gotta say is he's good, straight up good.
It's great.
And for a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. You can also go there to read the interview that we did with Alberto Jose Gonzalez. We try to ask questions that we didn't see in other interviews, so that's kind of what's going on there for the interview. And thank you to Alberto Jose Gonzalez for taking the time to answer our questions and also for listening to our program.
And more importantly, for composing this great music. Mm-hmm. Brent, who's my favorite Western composer?
Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
You got it. Straight up, damn. I wish he would have done some Genesis work and I could have seen...
Yeah, unfortunately, there was no. He didn't do any Genesis games during this era, at least. No, I mean, actually, if he did, then there wouldn't have been an. Yeah, no. Never forget what I said about not in this era. It's not like he's going to do Genesis, a Genesis track, not in the 16-bit era. I mean, obviously, it had to have been the 16-bit era.
Yeah.
And only one Super Nintendo soundtrack, which I'll talk about in a sec, because we're going to close with that, but. But anyway, yeah, a lot of Game Boy stuff. And anyway, so yeah, just check the track listings if you want on legacymusichour.com. Check out the interview. And you can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
You can text us and call us 281-SONIC-91. We love getting your voicemails. We love getting text messages, even if they are the wrong ones.
Or the right ones.
Or the right ones, yes.
And you can also comment on the episode, and that's sort of, I think, the best place for discussion if you want to get a discussion going, if you're interested in that. You just in the comment section of the episode posting. And also, I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. If you want to vote for your... by the way, I think the poll... We'll stop doing the poll after episode 140, probably, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Poll's over.
But if you want to vote for your favorite track, you can just, just send us an email or a text and just write the name of the number of the episode, 138 poll. And just, you can put your favorite track and also, I don't know. That's it, right? You have a week. You have a week to put your vote in.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's due Wednesday at Tuesday/Wednesday at midnight.
11:59.
Yeah.
And 59 seconds.
On Tuesday. Okay. I think that's it. Okay, so and next week, tune in for Sports 3. That'll be our topic for next week. Sports 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sports. They're back.
All right.
And I think we might have guests on the next episode as well.
Oh, that's always a pleasure to have on the Legacy Music Hour.
All right. So to close...
I almost don't want the episode to end.
This has been a long one. I think this one's going to be... I don't know what the length is right now, but I'm thinking it's going to be a two-hour one maybe, huh?
Yeah, well,
maybe
that's just we had a lot of tracks to go over.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to close with the one Super Nintendo soundtrack he did during this time period. again, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, I mean, obviously, if there was other, if it was, and anyway, okay. So, you know why that doesn't make sense, right? What I just said, yeah, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could compose a Super Nintendo soundtrack now, I guess. But anyway, Asterix and Obelix. Okay, that's the name of the game, and a Super Nintendo game, and we're gonna hear Intermission. Okay.
Okay.
So you can think of it as an intermission until our next episode. This is music composed by our focus of this episode, Alberto Jose Gonzalez, okay, otherwise known as Joe McAlby. Yeah.
Can I mention one more thing? I don't know if you mentioned it. His SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah. Check that out.
It's amazing.
Check it out. Yeah. If you go on SoundCloud and just look for
Joe him, McAlby.
Yeah.
Look for Joe McAlby.
In fact, I'll get the address here.
I was listening
yeah,
to...
It's SoundCloud. Yeah, okay, go on.
Listening to a lot of the tracks on there. Man, they're great. I love them so much.
Yeah, there's tons more stuff. And there's a lot of stuff he did for computer consoles.
Computer consoles. The music is great on those.
Anyway, the name of his SoundCloud is... it's soundcloud.com/Joe McAlby, which is JoeMcAlby. So,
just follow that SoundCloud. Tell them the Legacy Music Hour sent you.
And so that's it. Again, this is from Asterix and Obelix. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. The reason I picked this to close with is because we didn't hear any of his, we've been hearing mainly this Game Boy stuff, and, there was the one instance of the Game Gear track, and then he did do a little bit of NES stuff, but, I just thought it'd be kind of cool to end this episode with the format that you didn't hear from Alberto Jose Gonzalez as often, so a Super Nintendo track. Also listen for the... I really like the piano part of this, kind of near the second half of this piece. So listen for that. I think that's pretty neat. So anyway, my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.
Buenas noches.